It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. Equine herpes virus, or EHV, has been getting renewed attention after cases tied to major horse events out west. And while these situations can shift quickly, veterinarians say it's a good reminder for horse owners in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama to stay alert. So let's break it down using the five W's of journalism. Who is impacted? Anyone who owns, rides, or hauls horses, show and rodeo horses that travel often, and the horses living with them face the highest risk. What should you watch for? Fever, coughing, nasal discharge, or a horse that just seems off? More serious cases can involve stumbling or weakness, and if you notice these signs, isolate that horse and call a vet. When should owners act? Right away. Early action can make a big difference in stopping the spread. Where does this matter most? Well, from busy showgrounds in Florida to boarding barns in Georgia and roping arenas in Alabama, anywhere horses mix. Why is this a concern? EHV spreads easily, often before symptoms show, but good monitoring and barn biosecurity can keep it in check. For updates, you are encouraged to visit equinediseasecc.org. That is the Equine Disease Communications Center. For more agricultural news, visit us at aginfo.net. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp.